Blog Talk Radio.
For First Lady's birthday on Monday. Amen. We're going to celebrate her early this year. Amen. Glory to God. But most of all, I'd like to thank all our listeners. As always, we just want to really thank you guys and really, really thank you for your support and your time just being with us and being a part of the ministry and being a part of the growth. Amen. So with that being said, let's give Father God some thanks. Amen. Father God, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for our help and strength, peace of mind. We thank you for the word on this day, on this morning, God, the fire word that you have brought forth this morning to even get us prepared for today, God. So we just want to really glorify your name with our behavior and with our lifestyle. We want to ask you to bless our friends, family, loved ones, and our enemies on today, God. And as we lay down tonight to sleep, Father, protect us, Father. Let your hedge of protection be around us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we just want to say we love you, we need you, we desire you, we praise you, and we worship you. We worship you with all we possess. And most of all, we want to say thank you for your loving and your kind son who gave his life, Father, so we can have everlasting life. So we shall not die, but live in paradise with you, Father. We thank you, we glorify you, and we lift you up with our lifestyle. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer on this Fresh Fire Friday. We just want to give thanks to the Most High God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's all about Jesus.
got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me, because God knew he could use me. And God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me,
yeah,
he'll do the same for you. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. Listen, 'cause he's given you the same grace. God has given you the same grace. God's given you the same grace. I'm talking about that Daniel grace. Hey, put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him, God is no respecter of persons. Tell him what he's done. Understand that even though you are in the fire, the same grace that he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same grace that God has given you. What is that, Bishop? What is that grace, Bishop? You're going to be in the fire, but when you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You're going to be in the fiery furnace, but when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. God's given you the same grace. Lay your hand on your neighbor and say, same grace. Tell him, say, 'cause he's given. Raise it again.
been a dry season in your life, but God told me to tell you it's about to rain. Get ready. I hear rain. I know.
I know.
It's been
a dry season.
You've done everything you could.
Within your reason.
You've sown so much.
But there's no breakthrough.
And the devil's told you
maybe
he's a liar.
It won't
ever come through.
I hear the sound of rain.
Thank you, Jesus. Things are about to change for you. This is about to be the best year of your life.
Your dreams
are gone.
Greater levels.
But I need you to do something today. Get up.
Look up.
For God has spoken.
The heavens
right now
are
open over your life.
Now
open up your mouth and say, I hear the sound.
The sound of rain.
Things are getting better right now. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Breakthrough is here. Deliverance is on the way. I hear the sound of rain. Wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up and just say this now.
Rain.
It's a gift to be alive. It's a blessing to be alive. And those of us who are fountainers, our theme for the year says, it is our year of covenant. And we thought we must sing our theme song of the year. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Woo! Look to your neighbor and say, I am no longer a slave to fear. Turn to another person and say, I am no longer a slave to fear. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah!
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. My feet are gone. I'm a child of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I'm no longer.
Yeah. Encourage yourself in the Lord. overcome, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out. If you don't see what he sees, you think there's mercy for me. He's resting on me. I'm his choice, after his heart, the unveiling is done now, so don't count me out. No, 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 never go, oh, but never forgot. Misunderstood, but my future is just starting. God is molding me and making me. He's building me and shaping me. A king is being born right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out when you don't see what he sees. Can't tell but his glory is resting on me. I'm his choice, a master his heart, the unveiling is done now. So don't count me out.
down in my soul cry.
Come on.
the time for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Well, I'm singing down in my soul, cry.
Through the storm, yes, through the storm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Through the storm. How many we, you know, I listen to that song and it just reminds me of my uncle. You know, I believe all of us got someone that we met sometime and we talked to them and they was our encourager. Excuse me. They was the ones who was there when nobody else was there that we could count on for support. And sometimes they leave us early and leave us, we feel like we can't make it. But God is just encouraging us and trying to show us no matter what storm you're going through, no matter what you're going through, you can make it if you trust in God. We can make it if we trust in Him. And that's the bottom line. Like, our trust, especially, like, even like now, with the way the world is and the way the times is, we got to turn to God. Yeah, I understand that you know what you know, and I understand you who you say you are. But God is almighty. God is the creator. God knows all things. He already knows the beginning. He knows the end. He knows the in-betweens. He already knew this time was going to happen. But our trust got to be in God. Even when we at a point where sometimes you get to a point where like, what is going on? Ask God. He will give you the answer. If you just stop, wait, and listen, He will speak to us. He will give us the answers that we need, not what we want to hear, but what we need. Because sometimes He will tell you, listen, you just got to sit still right now. Listen, this too shall pass, but I need you to be in a place so when it do pass, I can use you to do what I'm keeping you for right now. And that's the time that we should be studying. That's the time that we should be reading. That's the time we should be fasting and praying and really getting a grip on reality. And the reality is God is in charge and everything is happening. He's aware of it. He is aware of everything. Don't think that Trump and all these people are in charge. No, they're not. God remains and always will be in charge. We just got to put our trust in Him and know that He's in charge and know that He knows what He's doing and why He's doing it. He's going to keep us. Believe me, He's going to keep us. I had to even apply that to myself on a daily basis to remind myself that this is God's plan and not mine. Because we all got our own plans. We all got our own plans what we want to do with our own lives. We got our own plans what we want to do with our children's lives. We got our own plans what we want to do with everybody except what God wants to do in us. And that's the best plan, the plan to make sure I'm in position to be what God wants me to be and be how He wants to be, wants me to be, obedient, loving, caring, understanding, humble, truthful, knowledgeable of the things of Christ, not the things of the world, not the things of social media, not all those things, but the things of Christ. Amen. And I hope that encouraged someone on this evening. I hope that the music inspired us to keep on keeping on, to continue to trust in God and know that God is real, because through the storms, through the rain is going to come. But if you listen to the one of the songs, the rain is what we needed to come. Amen. Every rain ain't a bad rain. Sometimes we want the rain to fall on us. Sometimes it gets so overheated. Sometimes it just gets so dry and so crazy. We need the rain. Amen. And the rain ain't nothing but God's encouragement, God's love, God's joy, God's His presence. Amen. So I really hope that this ministry is really doing something for all of us. And I'm hoping people are getting encouraged. Amen. Glory to God. Please be with me on this week, this whole week, to help me celebrate First Lady's birthday. We're going to have Bishop Butler on Tuesday. I will also be doing a service for her Monday. And we're going to continue to uplift her on this month, the rest of this month. Amen. Glory to God, because she has been such a blessing, not only to me, but to this ministry. Amen. And anybody that's listening, not only this show, but the show she do live early in the morning. She's live early in the morning, giving fire, putting out fire. Amen. Calming the storms with the word, prophesying, speaking, thus saith the Lord. But see, we don't want to get up and be in a place where we can hear from God And then we do get up and all hell break loose. We were like, oh, I wonder what the word came forth for you to have. The word was there. We got to rise early. Rise early. We can't just get up and roll out the bed when we want to and expect everything to happen the way we want it to happen. God is an on-time God. He's precise. He has specifics. If he got a word, and you need to be where that word is at. But we just don't want to come out of our comfortable place. So she's been bringing the fire. We got people always, and it's not a boastful statement, from Ghana calling and saying, wow, could you come to Ghana and give that kind of fire? That's what they're saying. Amen? So the word is manifesting. The word is doing what it's called to do. It is falling on good ground. We just got to be in place to pick it up and apply it to our everyday life. So please, please, whatever you have planned, if you have personal things, amen, glory to God. We hope you're with us in spirit. But if you can be a blessing to the woman of God, please do so. Amen. Like I said, we got Bishop Butler. He'll be here with us on Tuesday. I'll continue to do. We're going to do a tribute to her on Monday. Amen. We're going to tell some stories. We're going to listen to some of her clips. We're going to let her speak if she wants to speak and say a few things. But listen, let's not be with a person when you know, that's just what we do. Long as it's benefiting us, we want to be a part of it. But when it's time to, that's part of growing in Christ. That's part of knowing Christ, serving. Because each one of us is getting our chance to be a leader. And believe me, the way you serve others, you got to remember when your time come around, you can't go to God like, Lord, why is this happening? Why are people treating me? You got to remember how you gave. Amen. If God is putting it in your heart, no matter what it is, to just be a part, support, love on her, pray for her, fellowship with her, come and be a blessing to the woman of God. Amen. And I mean that from the pits of my soul. Amen. Because a lot of times I've been watching and I've seen a lot of leaders just get passed by after they done gave and gave and gave out of their self. Out of the sacrifice of their own lives, they get up and do things in this ministry, but the obedient part, and we should be obedient. We should love just like that. We should love just like that. I think it was, I keep forgetting this. I know it's Daniel and not Joseph. Oh my God. They was best buddies. You couldn't separate these two. They trusted each other with their lives. Amen. And I keep forgetting the other guy's name every time I get ready to say this. Amen. But we got to just be obedient and be givers. Be givers. There's nothing wrong. We'll take and give it to the Chinese store. We'll go down to the hair store. We'll go to the suit store, shoe store. All these things is not putting anything back into us. It's not putting anything. You're aware for a week. You'll wear the jewelry before we can throw it away. You'll put the suit back up in the closet. Amen? But the thing that she's imparting in our lives is going to manifest not only for us, but our children and our grandchildren all the way up and down the line until God come and get us. Amen? So we really need to it's just something to think about because I don't want to beat it up and seem like I'm begging. I'm not, but I am suggesting. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you. And I'm going to pray us out and I'm going to close with a song. Amen. I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to close with a song. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want to mess nobody's night up with that one. Amen. But I thank you all truly, truly from the depths of my heart that comes on and fellowship with us on a Friday night, like in the midst of this, it's like having fun. It's like a bunch of people getting together, fellowshipping like, yo, this is what we're going to do this Friday. Let's get together. Let's hang out, listen to the word. Let's listen to some worship music. Let's praise God together and have fun on this night. Amen. So we thank you once again for all that you do. We thank you for all our support, all our sponsors, all those who've been there from the beginning and all those that continue to stay in there with us, and all those that are new listeners and new followers, we thank you also. Amen. We don't leave anyone behind. Amen. Glory to God. So once again, Father God, we thank you. We glorify you. We love you. We lift you up. We lift you, your spirit up, Father. We lift the love of the Lord up upon you, Father. We want to make it about you, the love we have for you, God, and what you've done for us already. And if you never do anything else for us, we thank you, God, because you are mighty, you are great, you are powerful, you are all we need, God, if we just trust and believe in you. And Father, I thank you for being a keeper of those who can't keep ourselves, God. Thank you for keeping me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God, when I didn't know how to love myself, God, when I thought I knew everything and you corrected me with love and you was there for me to show me the way. So I thank you and I praise you. Bless our children, bless our grandchildren, bless our neighbors, bless our friends, bless those who are sick and suffering, bless those who have been trapped in storms, God, not only spiritual storms, but physical storms. Those who have left their homes, Father, send someone, send a blessing their way, a supernatural blessing. Send someone their way to tell them about the goodness of you, God, how great you are. And send someone to pray with them, pray for them, God, and let them see the miracles of God. Amen. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you. Even our enemies, we ask you to bless them on tonight, Father. Bless the leaders of this country, Father. Touch their hearts. Touch their minds, Father. Put them in a passion, a spirit of passion and truth, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, and we love you. And I just want to say, if nothing else, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Got me feeling good. Kept the faith and praise right through it. Happiness is here at last. Let me tell you how it happened. Some took over me. Got my hands and feet. Couldn't stay in my seat. Now I clearly see.
Thank you and have a good night and God bless you.